Is it Health and Human Services that hired you?
Well, I'm actually employed by the Legal Aid Society of the Roanoke Valley, but I'm overseen by Enroll Virginia, which is funded by a grant that was issued by Health and Human Services. And as a certified navigator, I help consumers understand their responsibilities and opportunities under the Affordable Care Act. I do in-person assistance in enrolling in the Affordable Care Act plans, obtaining tax credits. I work with small business owners in identifying and making plans available to their employees through the Marketplace Shop Exchange. And I do outreach like this or like planned events where we may do a mass enrollment or we may speak to people about the Affordable Care Act and how it may affect them on a day-to-day basis.
Does it seem like after a year that people have any of a better handle on it? Because they've seen it so much in the news or they've been perusing the website, that type of thing?
Yeah, I would say that, people do seem to come with to me with a broader base of basic knowledge than they used to have. Usually they'll come a little more prepared to make decisions than they had previously been. But there's still a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of people that are paying attention to this for the first time. The penalties are going to be much more substantial this year than they were last year. So I think that's gotten some people's attention that it didn't get before. And there are other people that are now finally losing coverage through grandfathered plans that are having to pay attention to the marketplace plans because the plans that they previously had may not be available in 2015.
And the penalties you're talking about is if you don't have health insurance through an employer or you've taken it on yourself, you will incur a penalty. It was fairly low last year, but next year it's going much higher, correct?
Yeah, it's going to be stepped up substantially next year, and it'll be stepped up again the year after that. And obviously, there are a lot of exceptions and exemptions to the penalties. If someone can't afford insurance as a actual matter, like if it's not affordable to them, meaning it's more than 9.5% of their annual income, then they won't have to purchase insurance. They don't file tax returns because they make too little income. They won't have to purchase insurance. And there are other exceptions as well. But if you can't afford insurance and you don't purchase insurance, then you will face a penalty.
We're talking with Patrick Kelly, a certified navigator, who explains the Affordable Care Act to people. And how much better is the website this year? I hear it's a lot better. Have you looked at it? And is it going to be a little more user-friendly, do you think?
Yeah, I do believe it will be quite a bit more user-friendly.
That's healthcare.gov, of course.
Yes, I have been using it for some time. I was actually involved in the beta testing and early development of the revised website. And so I've been interacting with the newly formulated website for several months now. And have found that it's fairly intuitive. It's much more user friendly. It doesn't take as long. They actually have new servers. Amazon servers actually are going to be used in order to ensure that traffic doesn't get overloaded. So there shouldn't be any issues with that. I mean, if Amazon can handle Black Friday, they can probably handle this. And so there's going to be a lot more ease of traffic on the site. And again, the site moves a lot more quick. I'd say that the interface time for most consumers is going to be about half as long as it was last year.
Also, fewer screens. I'm reading down to 16 from 76, so less hoops to jump through to find
out.
Yeah,
and that 76 was a bit of a, that was a, not everybody would encounter 76 screens, but they could. And yeah, now what it is you're going to have, 14 questions on one page. You just click a button, yes or no, and then it'll move you on to the next page. And that was one of the more frustrating parts of the page, even for me during the prior iteration of this, is that they had to save between each and every question. And while that was pretty quick, it adds up over time.
Right. We're talking with Patrick Kelly, a certified navigator, helps people get through the Affordable Care Act. If you had coverage last year through healthcare.gov, because in Virginia we don't have our own exchanges, so you go through healthcare.gov. If you had coverage last year, Patrick, unless you got a note saying the plan was canceled or something, do you have to do anything or does it just roll over?
Well, you may have to do something. It depends upon the plan that you purchased. You're going to receive a letter from your prior plan provider, and they're going to tell you about the changes in the plan from last year to this year, namely the changes in premiums and any changes that may come to copays and that sort of stuff. For most people, those are not going to be substantial, and they may just be able to stay with the plan that they've already got. However, because of the way that a lot of the insurers are working within the marketplace within our region, there's a good chance that a lot of people are going to have to move over to a different plan, not because the plans aren't available anymore, but because they've been restructured in order to use the information that have been brought in through 1 year of using these plans in order to make them more efficient. I've looked at the new plans, and the vast majority of them are going to be superior as far as the types of coverage that they provide. But people are going to probably have to look again at the plans to make sure that they're getting something that's going to remain consistent with their priorities.
One thing I saw is that it looks like there's actually more health care plans in the pool this year. So ultimately, hopefully, that'll be good for competition.
Yeah, I think that's sort of the idea. And I think we're going to probably see more and more of that as more providers start to come into the market. There are more plans. There's more diversity of plans. We're seeing more PPOs and POSs than we did last year, which for a lot of people is a positive move. It's going to give them a little more flexibility as far as the manner in which they access their coverage. We were pretty fortunate in our market that most of the HMOs had a pretty broad provider list.
Mm-hmm.
But in some other markets, the PPO addition may be giving more substantial opportunities to other consumers.
That's the preferred provider option, right?
Right, exactly.
A couple more things before we let you go. We're talking to Patrick Kelly, a certified navigator. Tax considerations. A lot of people apparently qualify for a tax credit to get help with premiums. Will they have to fill out new paperwork this year, Patrick, to make sure they still qualify or they qualify at the same level?
Well, the first thing that I should say is I'm not a tax preparer. And while I'm an attorney, I'm not a tax attorney.
And you're an actor, but you don't play one on TV.
Exactly.
I'm a tax preparer.
Yeah. But the important point of that is that, yes, the short answer is yes. There's going to be a new form. The standard form that we use for preparing our taxes is going to be slightly different than it has been in the past. And there's going to be some new lines that are going to relate to this issue. I don't know that it'll complicate the forms too very much. It probably isn't going to be overwhelming for anybody, but it is going to be a new calculus that'll have to be applied within the forms in order to determine, A, did you need to purchase insurance? And if you did not, B, will you face a penalty?
Okay. Well, I do want to point out, too, that your position is apolitical. You know, you're not taking
Absolutely.
A side for or against healthcare, but it's here and you've been hired to kind of help people through the weeds, correct?
That's exactly correct. Yeah. I don't really take a position on any of the, you know, political questions that relate to the Affordable Care Act. I'm just a service provider, and whether you like it or not, it's a reality that you're dealing with, and it behooves you to work with me or work with others in order to ensure that you can take full advantage of the opportunities that it presents, and in the same regard, won't find yourself being stuck with a penalty that you really appropriately should not be stuck with.
All right. And just one last question. Again, the period enrollment period is November 15th through to February 15th, correct?
That's correct.
If you, based on your 1 year of doing this now, what's the one biggest piece of advice you can give somebody who doesn't have insurance and you know, is considering getting insurance? Do you have any big one piece of advice?
Start now. That's the biggest piece of advice I would give to people. There aren't a lot of complications that occur within the within purchasing insurance. However, untangling them, if they do occur, can take a long time. And I can help you shortcut that, but unfortunately, it's somewhat like turning around a battleship. It takes a lot of energy to move the site or move things in your direction if there's a problem on your side or on the side of the marketplace. So my advice is get going early so that you can get into a plan. We're not going to have the problems we did last year of the site logging down and freezing up on people. So there's no reason that you shouldn't get into the site early. The privacy concerns have been resolved. All the things that people were anxious about last year, those are not a basis for delaying now. And we're procrastinators by nature. I am just as much as anybody. But this is something that you should really get going early because, first of all, it doesn't take that long. And second of all, once you have it done and cleared off of your plate, you don't have to worry about it anymore. And if you get in late, you're going to likely face a lot more challenges on the back end than on the front end.
And one last question. If people go to healthcare.gov in this area and they have some questions, what's the best way to get a hold of either you or the organization in this area that's helping people?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is to dial me at 540-345-1839. You can also go to www.enroll-virginia.com, and you can put in your zip code or address, and you can be contacted with a navigator, in-person assister, certified application counselor in your area, and you'll be able to meet with them. And it's not just me and not just my agency. It's going to be a broad basis of agencies that can work with you so that you're going to have options available. We're also going to have a website going up very soon that will be embeddable. And what it is people can go find out where I am and find out when I have available slots, and they can actually make an appointment for a slot to see me online, and it'll go to my calendar, and I'll know that you're coming in, and you can make an appointment without ever having to contact me.
Do you know the address for that website yet?
It's going to be the same. It'll be through www.enroll-virginia.com.
All right. Patrick Kelly is a certified navigator, and Patrick, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Gene.